When the Lord was born, the first people who got to see the baby Lord were, of course, Mary and Joseph. But after Mary and Joseph, who were the first people, the next people to see the baby Lord? Who did the Lord send his angels to tell about his birth?
The shepherds.
The shepherds, that's right. And we can see in the story why the shepherds were the ones the Lord chose. First of all, they were in the same country. That means they were near Bethlehem. They were near the Lord already. And secondly, they were good people. They were good shepherds. They were keeping watch, protecting their flock by night. They weren't falling asleep and paying no attention. They were doing a good job. And thirdly, they were reverent. They believed in the Lord. They loved him, and they were looking forward to his coming. And so when the angel of the Lord came upon them, they feared with great fear because they loved the Lord so much. So they were ready to listen carefully to what the angel said to them. And then, when the angels had told them, this is how you'll find the Lord, and they had gone away into heaven, what did the shepherds do? What did they do? It says, they said to each other, let's go see what the Lord has just told us about. And did they say, maybe next week? No, they came with haste. They came right away. They hurried to do what the Lord had told them to do. They were eager to do what the Lord said. And when they had seen the baby Lord, then what did they do? It says, they made known abroad. That means they told everyone the sayings that the angels had told them about who this little child was. He wasn't an ordinary child. He was the Lord. And it says, everyone who heard about that marveled. They got a chance to be full of wonder that maybe the Lord had really come. And then it says, the end of the story, it says, they returned. They went right back to their sheep, taking care of their sheep. But now it was different because it says they were filled with praising and glorifying God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just like the angels had said to them. So we can see that the shepherds were good people for the Lord to choose for the first people that he was going to tell about his birth. They guarded their sheep carefully. They were reverent. They were eager to do what the Lord said. Now, when we look at the spiritual sense of a shepherd, we can also see more of why the Lord chose shepherds. You probably know that in the highest sense, the Lord is our shepherd. It says so right in the Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you probably know that lambs, little lambs, correspond to innocence, the willingness, the eagerness to be led by the Lord. And sheep represent love toward the neighbor, because sheep are an animal that love to be in flocks. They like to be together. So that represents loving to be with our fellow man, love toward the neighbor. And so a shepherd is someone who helps protect those loves in us, protect and feed our love to the Lord and our love for other people. That's what a shepherd corresponds to in the Word. In the most ancient church, almost everybody were shepherds. That's what their main work was. And it also says that the father of a family, the angel of the Lord came to him, just like he came to the shepherds, and he would teach him. Here's what the Lord teaches you about how to love your neighbor, and by loving your neighbor, you can love the Lord. You can follow the Lord. And then the fathers, when they had heard this news, this wonderful news from the angels, they would teach their children and their grandchildren. So they were spiritual shepherds and natural shepherds, both. Now today, most of us are not shepherds for our main work, although some people do take care of sheep still. But still, we are spiritual shepherds, because still today, fathers and mothers learn from the Lord's word. They learn from the Lord how to love the neighbor, and so how to serve the Lord, and they teach their children. They teach their children and lead them to love the Lord and follow him and to love their neighbors. So today, too, we can be spiritual shepherds. Now, the thing is, we might think, why didn't the Lord choose the shepherds of the Israelitish church, the people who are supposed to be teaching their people the way to heaven in the Jewish church, the rabbis, the scribes and Pharisees? Why didn't he come to them first? They're supposed to be the shepherds for their church. But you might know that in those days, sadly, those rabbis, those shepherds were not good shepherds. In fact, the way they explained the word to people, they made it seem like you don't actually have to do what the Lord says. Never mind what the Lord's commandments say. That's what they taught people. And they loved to be rabbis so that people would say, ooh, he's a rabbi. He's really smart. He can boss me around. That's why they liked being rabbis. So they didn't feed their sheep well at all. And that's why it says in the story that when Mary and Joseph came to Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn. Because an inn is supposed to be like a restaurant, a place where you can get something to eat as well as a place to sleep. And in those days, the church, the Israelitish church, was not a good place to get something spiritual to eat, something that would feed your love for the Lord and for your neighbors. And so instead, the Lord did not go to those bad shepherds. He came to some good shepherds who were actually watching over their flock by night. Now we too can be good shepherds. In that way, the Lord can come to us too. We can be good shepherds, first of all, by guarding, protecting the Lord's flock. Protecting in ourselves the love for the Lord and the love for our neighbor. If we have little children who are brothers and sisters, we can help our parents watch them so that they don't get hurt. And above all, we can protect our brothers and sisters and our classmates and friends from the evil spirits by making sure that ugly things don't come out of our mouth and out of our hands and hurt them. We can be good shepherds in that way. Secondly, we can be reverent like those shepherds were. We can be someone who reads the word and listens for what the Lord is saying. And then when the Lord sends angels to us to bring the good news, we will be paying attention. We'll get it. Because every time we read the word, the Lord is with us. We can be people who are eager to do what the Lord says, just like the shepherds came with haste to Bethlehem as soon as they heard the angels' news. We can be people who say, I don't want to just learn about this, I want to do it. We can be faithful servants of the Lord, guarding his flock. In that way, when the Lord comes to us, we will be ready to receive him, and then we can share the news, just like the angels shared the news with the shepherds, and the shepherds shared it with other people. We too can share the goodness and truth of the Lord with each other. Amen.